Now, to finish up, Adam Murphy cleans up this mystery for Martin.
What's the science behind non-stick pans? What prevents the sticking?
It's a question that leaves people stuck. Why does a single layer of black stuff on a pan turn it from an after-dinner eldritch cleaning nightmare to, well, still a chore, but a much easier one? On the forum, Thomas Sy says one word, Teflon. And they might be onto something. To get the answer, we put the question to someone who wouldn't slip up, material scientist Jess Wade of Imperial College London, to see what she had to say.
In the 1930s, Roy Plunkett, a chemist at DuPont, was trying to find a new refrigerant material. At the time, sulfur dioxide and ammonia were used in fridges, but they were killing people in their homes. One day, Plunkett was making an alternative, a safer gas called tetrafluoroethylene, and he stored it in super cold cylinders, minus 80 Celsius. When he went to chlorinate it, he found out the gas wasn't a gas anymore, but had turned into a white powder, which was resistant to heat, chemically inert, and super slippery. Although he had to saw the gas canister in half to find that out.
So, Plunkett had made a mistake, but like any good inventor, he was about to turn it into something revolutionary.
Plunkett had created polytetrafluoroethylene, which we know today as Teflon. Metals that we make pans from, like stainless steel, aren't actually perfectly smooth. If we look at them with a microscope, you actually see lots of cracks and holes. When they heat up, the metal expands, food sneaks into the cracks, dries up and makes them tricky to clean.
As anyone who's spent an evening scrubbing an old metal pot can attest to. But coating it in Teflon changes the game.
But if your pan is coated with Teflon, the metal surface becomes much smoother. So smooth, in fact, that geckos can't stick to it, and geckos can even stick to glass. That's because PTFE is made of long chains of fluorine and carbon, really strongly bonded together. That means they don't want to interact with anything, even water.
Things that repel water like this are called hydrophobic, and it's Teflon's hydrophobic nature and really low friction that make it so non-stick.
Teflon's not entirely perfect. If the temperature goes above 260 Celsius, it starts to break apart, releasing fluorocarbons into the air. And if you cook mega hot regularly, flakes of it can sneak off, stopping your pan from being non-stick. Me and my dad love our non-stick pan.
And how does the Teflon stick onto the pan in the first place? Well, that bit's easy. You just need to really, really rough up the pan first. Thank you to Jess for giving us something to ponder while we fry our breakfast. And while we're pondering, next week we'll be answering this question from Jeff.
It is often stated that there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on all of the beaches on Earth. My question is, who counted them?
And on that note, if you know the answer, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet @thenakedscientist. We're also on Instagram now, @nakedscientist. And join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.